It's time to let you in on a secret. My name is Michelle Jackson, and I love writing smutty romance novels. They are one of my favorite ways to make passive income, and I'm excited to grow this income this year. I also write nonfiction, and I'm really looking forward to writing books to help readers and followers work through different aspects of personal finance, networking, and online business creation. Today, I decided to share a new challenge that I'm working on and that I'm starting today to help amazing creators get out of their way, grow their brands, and make money, specifically passive income. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, helping financially single women live their best lives with shows covering personal finance, online entrepreneurship, and creating your best life. Today's show is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat, a financial retreat that I've created for financially single women. If you're looking for a financial retreat that will energize, inspire, and connect you with other women walking in your shoes, this is the retreat for you. It will be held in my hometown of Denver, Colorado, in October of this year, and that would be 2019. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat to get more information and to purchase your tickets. There are only 100 tickets available, so please do be aware of that. Today's episode is all about getting listeners to finally write their first book. In the past year, I launched my course, Make Money with eBooks, and I decided that there were a couple of misconceptions and mindset blocks that kept would-be authors from sharing their creativity and wisdom with the world. In fact, it wasn't even that I thought it, I just observed it over and over again. So I decided to create a short challenge to help future authors actually become future authors. The Write Your First eBook Challenge, or rather your first book challenge, was created to break through whatever it is that's keeping you from writing that book. Who is this challenge for? The person who has been talking about a book and still hasn't written it. The person who has been working on their book for the past 5 years. Keep going back and working on it. You just want it so perfect. And finally, the person who doesn't believe that anyone will read their book. I am empathetic to your concerns because I have them too. Then I began speaking with friends of mine who published books both traditionally and self-published. And I paid particular attention to the stories about self-publishing because I discovered a common thread and observed a couple of things that those of you trying to decide between self-publishing or continuing to wait should know. So if you're continuing to wait for a traditional publishing deal, these are things that you need to be aware of so that you stop wasting time. Also, and passive income after publishing 4 short eBooks from July to December in 2018. I didn't really market them. I completely burnt out in October and basically stopped doing all of my work from October until the beginning of January. And then I also threw out my backs. Basically, I was in pain. I was burnt out and I did nothing and I still made $2,500 in passive income. If I could make money with all of that happening from my books, you can too. Here's the thing. Self-published authors were able to significantly grow their brand and their platforms just as effectively as traditionally published authors. They were able to pitch for conference speaking gigs or panels, be positioned as an authority on the topic that they wrote about, make passive income, entertain people with their fiction or nonfiction work. Basically, self-published authors were able to do everything that a traditionally published author is always looking forward to doing with their books. I never read a book that solved a problem, entertained me, or inspired me and thought, was this traditionally published or self-published? As a reader, I could care less. As long as it's done its job, who cares how the book came to be? Unless there's a story in how it came to be. But as a reader, I'm just excited to read the book. And actually, I want to ask you, have you ever sat there and thought about that? Like, as you read books, are you like, I wonder how they published this. No, you don't care. You literally don't care. Self-published authors were able to have complete creative control over their work. That was something that really stood out to me because I didn't want other people telling me how I should create what I wanted to create beyond maybe an editor that I've hired to refine and make my work better. And finally, self-published authors were able to publish as many works as they wanted to without waiting on other people to say yes to their book ideas. When you're publishing traditionally, there's a lot of wait and get started. It's not common necessarily that you're going to publish your book quickly. For those of you who are like, I've got all these ideas, it's probably not a good fit for you initially. And finally, the process of self-publishing is just not as complicated as many people think. But if you are tech nervous, I can totally see why you would be a little reticent to get started on your own book, or rather on self-publishing your own book. Please do not wait to self-publish your book this year. We are waiting to learn from you, to be entertained by you, and we also want you to shine and shine in your expertise. The Write Your First Book Challenge has been created to get you past whatever concerns that are keeping you from publishing your book. It's a 5-day challenge specifically focused on mindset. No, you won't be writing your first book during that week. Instead, you'll be getting out of your way so that you can actually get started on your writing journey. How it works. First, there's going to be a welcome to the challenge. You'll receive an email on that. Day number one is just validating your book idea. Day number two, I talk about how you can write your first book faster. Day number three is working on developing a winning writer's mindset, because really, when you're writing books, it's a very creative endeavor. And I've noticed that mindset can make or break an author, because there's a lot of angst, there can be a lot of rejection, there can be a lot of self-doubt. So you really need to develop this. Day number four is talking about finishing your book. Day number five is all about marketing that book. And finally, day number six is bonus content. In order to sign up for the challenge, you will text the following word, it's all one word, ebook challenge. You'll text 44222. So you'll text the word ebook challenge to the number 44222. That's EBOOKCHALLENGE. Or you can sign up at the following link, HTTPS. I hate doing it that way. Just michelleismoneyhungry.com/firstbook. Because at this point, everyone should be able to figure out how to put in a URL. I kept this episode short because I really want to encourage you to write your book. I don't want self-doubt or nerves to be the reason why you don't share what you know, you don't share your creativity, and you don't grow your brand if that is a project that you're working on. At the time of this episode, it's fairly early in the year of 2019. Already shaping to be a crazy year. It's just 13 days in, but that's okay. That's okay. I digress. My point is, if you begin working on your book now, imagine what the end of the year will be like, utilizing and strategizing your book, or just earning passive income with that book. So again, please sign up for the challenge. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. And I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day.